Welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News. Zoe Bonak, who is the owner of NeuroHope Psychotherapy and NeuroFeedback, two very specialized areas of practice that have and can have a huge impact in your life. Hi, Zoe. Welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Hi, Ted. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Part of the reason that we're having this conversation is because we're going to add a new feature to KRDO's Afternoon News. And Zoe, you're going to join us once a month for a monthly mental health break, which we all need.
We do. I'm really excited to be able to walk with you on that.
And it's so appreciated. Let's talk about your practice just a bit. It's not the average everyday practice. I don't think a lot of people know about what it is that you do. And I think they should.
Thank you. It's really exciting. So we offer psychotherapy. We also offer neuropsychological testing and neurofeedback. Neurofeedback for me is the really fun part.
What is neurofeedback exactly and how does it work?
So neurofeedback is basically a way to look at our brainwave activity. So our bodies are electric. Our heart is electric. If there's something going on with our heart, we get an EKG. So for us, what we're able to do is called a QEEG, and we record your brainwave activity to see how dysregulated brainwave activity is related to the symptoms you're struggling with.
And those symptoms can range from trauma to depression to PTSD. And, you know, a lot of us are walking around right now in a state of something where we don't feel right. I mean, think of all the negative stimulus we've been put through, COVID-19 and the horrible number of people who have become sick and have died from that. The fact that we're on lockdown, we don't have the same kind of freedoms we do anymore. And now we're wrestling with police brutality and we are inundated every single day with news coverage of these things. And the images that we're seeing now are probably more raw than ever before shown on television. We watched a man die on television, and that has got to be traumatic for a lot of people.
It's extremely difficult. And you look at the past 3 months with COVID, right? So COVID-19, everybody's nervous systems are heightened. A lot of people are dysregulated because everything's changed. The things they used to do to self-soothe or feel better are gone. And now we've added an additional trauma that really has needed to be addressed for so long. And it's just compounding. And so by the time things settle down, I really believe we're going to have a lot of people with PTSD.
Let's offer a preview of the kind of things we'll be talking about during our monthly mental health breaks that will offer listeners a little bit of a respite, a way to kind of disengage, if you will, and separate themselves from these horrors that we're seeing every day and this bombardment of this negative news all the time.
I think that's great. You know, we all need something to hold on to that can help us through these difficult times.
And if you're sitting with a patient, for example, what advice would you give somebody right now is really feeling the negative effects of all of this?
Turn off the TV and all news media would be one. You know, people who are inundating themselves over and over with the news just get so traumatized. I've talked to people who do that and they end up having panic attacks. So lower the amount of time you spend watching TV and looking on your phone at current events, and instead use that time to do things that are self-soothing that are going to rejuvenate you, such as doing some mindfulness exercises, disconnecting from everything, and just take some time to sit with by yourself in somewhere that feels nice to you, whether it's outside, in your house, no TV on, you know, maybe reading a book, something that's going to be putting good into you instead of hearing all of this negative stuff every day, all day long.
Feed yourself good things.
Yes.
Turn off the negative.
Yes.
And give yourself that break.
Yes.
And if you feel like you can't escape it, Zoe, yours would be a really good place to go so that somebody can talk and they can be tested if that's what they choose. You do consultations?
I do. So I offer free 30-minute consultations, usually for neurofeedback. But sometimes it's people coming in who aren't sure what service they need first. And so that's what we discuss. And then I refer them to a therapist. If it's psychotherapy, if it's neurofeedback, we get that process started. If it's testing, we start with testing.
Zoe Bonak, the owner of NeuroHope Psychotherapy and NeuroFeedback. Our monthly visits. I think we just had one.
That's so cool, Ted. Thank you for inviting me.
Our monthly mental health break.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing avenues and ways for people to get away from the negativity. I think the takeaway from today, like you said, feed yourself positive things.
Yes, you must do it.
Monthly mental health breaks right here on Cardio's Afternoon News featuring Zoe Bonach. Zoe, how do people get in touch with you?
They can call our phone number, which is 719-323-3094.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.